Hello?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today, Dennis?
Okay.
It's perfect. I'm so sorry. I had to, ask you for a call because I was not able to pull up your information. The guy you were speaking with 3 months back is no longer with us right now. So I hoped if we can discuss about the manuscript you sent over the phone, maybe it will be easier for me to navigate.
So what happened to my work then that I sent him since he doesn't work there no more?
Well, the work is usually sent over to the portal that is company's owned. I have sent a request through your email address to locate it, but as of now, I don't see any reviews made by our editor on that. So there's a high possibility that, the guy never really got anything done with it. And since it's sent to our portal, it's secure. You don't have to worry about that. Is it possible maybe first we can discuss about what the book is and what you sent over to us, and then later on you can email it to me and I can create you a review? And we can discuss about your plans. Since it's been 3 months, and you're contacting us now, I'm assuming by now you're ready, because 3 months back maybe you weren't.
I sent him some on his email, and then I sent this. What company are you representing now, just to make sure?
Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, so I went to your online website. I submitted some there on the actual website,
Okay, what's the name
and
of your
you,
website?
huh?
What's the name of your website?
Well, no, it was a Penguin website.
Oh, sorry, you submitted it on our website. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It
Okay.
has like that little cake, and then like you kind of popped up, a live agent popped up. I submitted my work to, he wanted me to submit it to his email. I submitted it to his email, and then I also submitted it on the actual chat thing too, you know?
Okay, so it was also here. So let me just go ahead and run your details on chat. And you gave the same email address and same numbers to that guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. Oh, that was way back. It was in June. June 12th is the day that I see. Okay, so you've submitted a few things here. The Good Book 3, the Good Book 2, the Good Book
Yes.
4.
And it's poetry. I was going to go with the original name as far as what I originally had, which is 99 Poems in One Universal Symphony.
Wow.
So I submitted those poetry, just like a few of the works that I had wrote, and he said he was supposed to get back with me. Of course, he never didn't. So I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know what was going on, tell you the truth. It's been so long ago, so I was like, "Well, why haven't I heard back from this guy?"
Did you follow up with the guy on your own?
Yeah, but he never he emailed me like about once or twice, and then he would never call me and
Yeah,
never
but
would
that's
follow up.
because the guy is no longer, not just here. I mean, he had a very terrible accident. So, I mean, it's really hard to contact somebody who's gone, right? So it makes total sense. I'm so sorry about that. Usually, when such an incident happens, we do take over somebody's work to make sure the clients are getting responses. But for some reason, there's no record. Thank God you told me that you were there on the live chat option, and which is why I can see your poetry now. I've pulled up four documents. One is Reconciled. The other one is Insidious. The third one is Sound. And there's another one that says, I guess Lady of the Constellation.
Yeah,
Is
that's
that
it.
correct? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Just a second. And they're all individual poetries, right? I mean, it's about two
Yeah,
lines from
they're
four paragraphs.
individual poetry. There's like 99 poems, and then there's one more poem, which is called One. So it's 99 Poems in One is the name of the book, Universal Symphony. So in total, there's 100 poems. There's 99, and then the one kind of combines everything and actually like the concept of what I'm trying to, get people to kind of understand. And That's how the layout of the book works. There's a seven song series, seven songbird series, and then there's also like a seven sin series that I haven't submitted yet. And there's a few more other poems that I need to redo because my book manuscripts were stolen from me from my ex. So sorry about that. So I have it in my head. She stole my final draft. So like,
why would
it
you
was
do
ready
that?
To be published.
That's a horrible thing to do.
Exactly. I have to do it all over again. Isn't this unsafe?
I mean, did you have it copyrighted? Or what if you submit it now and then she starts claiming it?
I filed a police report on the stolen manuscript.
Okay. That's perfect.
So all I really have is the police report that I did that. I also did like a civil suit,
No, that should do. Because we also took care, of the legalities once the book is being published. I mean, we need to make sure that if something's published under your name, the copyrights are yours and there's nobody else claiming them. So what we'll do is once we are also making sure of the copyrights, we'll have that report, into that document just to make sure if anything comes up in the future, you've already submitted everything from your end, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, you've only sent us four, but you're saying that there are a total of 99?
Yeah, he told me just send him a few pieces and stuff like that because I was trying to work out a deal to where, like, maybe because I haven't had the time to really get down and write it all down because of work, you know what I mean, and things like that. So I was trying to see if maybe if someone was interested to, like, help me out with, like, a small advance. That way I could get it all hammered out and get it ready to publish. And so that's what I was talking to him about. And then, of course, he passed on.
Okay, so what type of a deal are you looking for?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying, what type of a deal are you looking for? Because I'll tell you, we specifically deal with self-publishing. That's like, we offer you services, and then eventually when the books get out there, it's under your name. It's not under our name. The maximum we do for you is that we give you our imprint. So, like, if you go to Amazon and check the books we are publishing, in their publishing details, it says that the book is published by Penguin Books. However, the copyrights, ownership, and royalties, all three of these things are sent over to the actual author, not to the company. And that's why we have a fee for each service that we're offering you that is given upfront. Like, for example, if you say that you want anybody from my company to help you with compiling this book, maybe editing it, maybe structuring it, or let's just say publishing it, then there's a specific fee that is created already for a bundle that you can go ahead and check. We'll give you a few options for that. Whatever comes under your budget best, you can pick and get the work started.
Got you. So you guys don't do advances for, like, books or anything like that, right?
When you say advances, do you mean, like, we pay somebody to give the book? Is that what you mean?
You would basically be like, okay, well, we'll help you out so you can have time to write your book. But you got to pay it back, you know what I mean, once you start getting, your royalties for your book sales.
Okay, but that is called traditional publishing. And as I said, we specifically deal with self-publishing. What you're asking for is a traditional deal. We help you with it in a way that once your book is self-published and it's making enough money as in, you have a track record to prove that your book is selling and it's selling good in the first 3 months, 6 months, and you have the numbers to prove to a company who do you want to propose, such an offer that you guys can buy my book and then make money out of it. So whatever books are being sold, you guys can split. That happens once your book is already selling enough. Okay, nobody out of the blue just picks your book and starts spending money over it without knowing that the book is sellable or not. So even if you want to go to that route, there's a specific way to achieve it. I don't want to give you false hope by saying that, yeah, we can help you with, getting a traditional publisher without a track record that your book is sellable. So, again, we don't deal with traditional publishing specifically, but we are more of a hybrid publisher who can get you to that route once we have established your book good enough that any company would be interested to pay you to buy that book and then, obviously sell it for you.
Gotcha. Okay, so you can email me some of the prices and whatever the book deals packages, and I will look those over.
Sure, I will send you a lot more than that, not just packages. I mean, I'll send you exactly what we do when it comes to publishing, and then what are your rights for it, what are the things that we'll do for you. I'll give you the process for publishing as well, to, you know, for you to know that we do all the technicalities behind it, like, you know, compilation, converting it into ebook, paperback, hardcover, and so on and so. On top of that, you'll also find options that we have that helps you with distribution. And that's like, we were one of the only companies in the industry that can help you with that, because we get your books out there, not just virtually like Amazon, Barnes & Noble and stuff, but also in bookstores, libraries, and universities. So you're going to be relying on two sources to bring you that money that you're going to be investing with us. Our job will be to make sure you at least end up making a break even for that amount in the first 6 months. So we'll start bringing sales for you from virtual sales, like these online platforms, and as well as the physical selling copies. So universities, bookstores, and you know, libraries are going to be also a part of your income. So again, go through my email, tell me if any of those options are coming under your financial stability, and how soon should I be expecting you to tell me an answer to, you know, like if this is going to be working or not?
Send me the email, and you can follow up with me the beginning of next month.
Can we do anything under the month of Jan? Because the pricing that I'll send you will be strictly for the month of Jan.
Yeah, you can call me the last week of January then.
Okay, that starts with the 29th being the Monday, so I'll give you a call on 29th, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
That's perfect. What time are you usually available on a Monday so that I can write it down in my calendar?
Around noon would be fine.
Around noon?
Yep.
Okay, so and what time zone are you in?
I'm sorry?
What time zone are you in? Is it Central? Is it Eastern? Is it Pacific?
Oh. Central.
Central. Okay. I'm on EST. So it's an hour difference. Shouldn't make a huge deal. Okay, I'll give you a call at noon, Monday, 29th, and I'll send you an email right now within the next 5-10 minutes. And if I want to follow up with you without calling you, I'll just text you on your number to check up if you've read the email, if you need, you know, me to send you anything over again. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem. Best of luck with this. Take care. Bye-bye.